Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to this Saturday broadcast of Sons of Liberty. I'm David Knight, filling in for Bradley Dean. It's a great honor to be here. I really do appreciate the opportunity. Bradley is in Arizona. He's talking to Sheriff Lamb about what is happening there at the border. And we have an update on a story about what happened at the border. Remember the rancher who there was a shooting, and he was held on $1 million bail, and they put him up for charges of first-degree murder. Well, there's been a lot of updates to that as well. It's sad to see that Sheriff Lamb's son was just killed, and fiance and a third person, by a driver who it appears to be was impaired. They put three counts of manslaughter on him just recently. That was a few weeks ago that happened. Bradley will be there at the border with Sheriff Lamb. He's going to have an update for you when he gets back. And we're going to have an update on this rancher. You know, it's interesting. I was trying to let people know that I was going to be on the show today. And I was able to tweet everything out on Gab. But when I went to tweet it out, put it out on, I guess you don't tweet on Gab. You Gab on Gab? I don't know. Well, I went to tweet it out on Twitter. It kept telling me something was going wrong because I was listing the Sons of Liberty website. And I talked to Bradley about it. And I said, have you been having any problems with Twitter? Is this some kind of shadow banning? Because I know that when I have put up videos of mine that are on BitChute, and that's one of the reasons why I really appreciate being able to do this show. You know, like many people continue to come to me, just like they would say to Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell, Escape from New York. Snake Plissken, I thought you were dead. That's what I hear all the time. You know, I thought you were dead. I thought you were off the air. Well, no, never went off the air. And you can find me at thedavidknightshow.com, but you won't typically find me on social media because there's so much banning going on there. I think it's actually gotten worse under Elon Musk. If you don't pay for the blue check mark, it essentially becomes a read-only system. I can read what other people have out there, and I can see what blue check people are putting out there. But if you don't buy the blue check from him, you pretty much, your stuff is not seen by anybody. And I understand why he's doing that. I don't have a problem paying people for using their services. My issue is that since I've been so critical of the transhumanist agenda of Elon Musk and the global climate change agenda of Elon Musk and all the rest of the stuff, I kind of think that I don't really have much of a future at Twitter, even if I paid the blue check mark thing. So, but I've noticed this also with BitChute. We post stuff up on four different platforms: Rumble, BitChute, YouTube, and Odyssey. And we don't have this problem with any of them except BitChute. When you put it up there and people click on it, it says, warning, this is a dangerous site. Don't go here. And people think that it's some kind of a spam. I get people to tell me that all the time in the past when they would see my tweets. But they would have down at the very bottom, well, never mind, I want to continue anyway. But it's very, very, very tiny down at the bottom. But it wouldn't even let me post sonsoflibertymedia.com. And so I kept trying several times. I quit the program, quit my browser, came back, same problem. I did a test tweet that worked okay. So I thought, well, let me try this. Let me put in Sons of Liberty Media space dot space com. And it accepted it. Saying nothing changed on the tweet except for that. So just so that you know, this is the way things are rolling now. That's why one of the things that you need to understand is we need to go back to the days where you remembered what websites you were going to, because social media is designed to block this. And, of course, there's a Supreme Court case right now that's happening about Section 230. And my take on Section 230 is that it was put out there at the very beginning to give them the ability to put things up that people didn't like and yet not have any penalty from the government for it. And yet you saw from the very beginning people in Europe, people in China and the government, as well as even here in the U.S. You had Marco Rubio saying, you're going to censor who we tell you to censor, right? Not who China tells you to censor. And so from the very beginning, all the discussions in Europe, U.S., just like China, were, we want you to be able to take this, we want you to take this stuff down as soon as we tell you to. I call it the deputized state because it gives them plausible deniability. Oh, we didn't do it. We just told them to do it. And we knew this is going on for years and years. One good thing about Elon Musk releasing the Twitter file and people like Matt Taibbi and others putting them up is now we've got the receipts. We can show you what is happening. But we knew what was happening. You could watch the hearings and all the rest of this stuff. And it was amazing to me for years that you had conservative and libertarian think tanks like the Heritage Foundation and Cato Institute saying, well, they're corporations. They can do whatever they want. No. Corporations are not people. Corporations are institutions created by government. People are God's creation in his image. And because of that, we have rights. Because corporations are created by government. They operate as privileges. They're not on the same level as people. And we should never put corporations above people. As a matter of fact, I talk about this frequently. If you go back and look at a 1946 Supreme Court decision, Marsh versus Alabama, and you had, in that particular situation, somebody was handing out religious tracts in the town square. The city was privately owned. It was a coal town. So it was owned by a corporation. The corporation said, we don't want you handing out these religious tracts. And she fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, even if the public square is privately owned, you cannot censor it. Because the purpose of government is to protect our God-given liberties over and above what a institution created, privileged, chartered, whatever you want to call it, by government, whatever that institution says. No, they are to protect our rights and our liberty. They are superior to any corporate interest. Our God-given rights are superior to any corporate interest or preference. And over again, as all that was happening, because I've been fighting this for a very long time, just like Bradley has. And you had Jack Dorsey, when he was CEO of Twitter, went on 8 or 9 times under oath talking to committees and saying Twitter is the digital public square. Well, if it's digital public square, we've already had the Supreme Court rule on that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened at the border and the new facts about this rancher who has been held for $1 million bail, first degree. What an amazing story this is becoming. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm David Dyke, standing in for Bradley Dean, who is at the Arizona border with Sheriff Lamb. You'll have a report about that when he gets back. I find this very interesting, this case of the rancher, 73-year-old rancher, who was held in jail. They were really coming after him, put first-degree murder charges on him, $1 million bail on him. They've now backed off of that in both ways. They've now downgraded the charge to second-degree murder. And they allowed him, they gave him a classification for bail, essentially saying that he's not a flight risk and allowing him to use the value of his ranch, $350,000, to as collateral for his bail. But now we're starting to get his side of it. His lawyer is speaking. His lawyer has talked to the former Border Patrol chief, Rodney Scott, who used to operate in that area before he became Border Patrol chief. And what the Border Patrol chief said, he said, the area is very violent. He said, everything I've seen, my professional experience would tell me that the guy that was found dead on his property was either a scout or an actual guide for the group. He had a radio on him. He was wearing military clothes, part of a group. He said, a good friend of mine, this is still the Border Patrol chief talking, former Border Patrol chief, said a good friend of mine was actually penned down by automatic weapons fire for 20 minutes in that area so that the drug cartel could recover some narcotics that they were bringing in. The rancher has no criminal history, but the man who was shot does. So they put him on $1 million bail. Now, this is the way this actually broke down. In terms of the event, back on January the 30th, the rancher, George Allen Kelly, reportedly discovered the body on his property where he and his wife have lived for the past two decades. Earlier in the day, he had completed chores on his ranch and come to the house to eat lunch with his wife. As they ate, he heard a single gunshot. Next, he saw his horse, which is old, running away, scared, at full speed. Finally, he saw a group of men moving through the trees around his home. They were armed with AK-47 rifles, dressed in khakis and camouflage clothing and carrying large backpacks. None of them were known to him. He had not given them permission to come onto his land. He called the Border Patrol to report what he had seen and to get help. He told his wife to stay inside, stay away from the window, stay silent, so as not to alert the men to their presence. He then went onto the porch with his rifle. The leader of the armed group of men saw Kelly and pointed an AK-47 at him, he said. So he said he was afraid for his life. He fired several shots in the air over their head, and they ran away. He said he was careful to aim well over their heads. So he called again. He called the Border Patrol. He had a conversation with them that ended at 2:36 p.m. While he was checking his barn, a number of Border Patrol agents and sheriff's deputies arrived on the property. They searched the property, walked all over his property, found nothing, found nobody. Later that day, as the sun was going down, he went to his pastures to check on his horse. He took his dogs with him. After locating the horse, he noticed that his dogs were focused on something on the ground. And so he approached his dogs and saw a body laying back, face down. So then he called Border Patrol again. Does this sound like somebody who is guilty of first-degree murder? That's what I said from the very beginning. If he really wanted to, if he had intentionally shot at these people, he would not have, they would have found something. But if at this point, when he finds a body there, if he had believed that he had done it, if he was involved in something like, to be charged with a first-degree murder or even second-degree murder, as many people would have done, he would have shot, shoveled, and shut up. He wouldn't have called them again. Clearly, he didn't think that he had shot this guy, had anything to do with it. So, again, they come back, and at that point, they arrest him. They take him in, and the prosecutor, the judge, put these ridiculous charges on him, in my opinion, and very high bail on him. And at the same time, we have in Mexico, former drug czar, the head of their law enforcement tracking drugs, was actually part of the El Chapo cartel. This is what we've seen all along. Look, prohibition just doesn't work. We've had drug prohibition for 50 years. It is a spiritual issue. Yeah, it's got medical aspects to it. It's got psychological aspects to it, but fundamentally spiritual. You're not going to fix medical, physical, psychological, spiritual issues. You're not going to fix that with more and more law enforcement and to double and triple that. It has corrupted our government. It's corrupted our courts. We're the same as Mexico. It has corrupted the DEA and as well as the courts. We now have civil asset forfeiture where they can this was brought in under the war on drugs, where they can seize your property without ever even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. One of the first times I saw that was back in the 1990s, and a case I'll never forget. It's a guy who was hired to, he had a private jet service, and he was hired to take two businessmen from the U.S. to Canada. They show up there in suits. They've got briefcases. He flies them from the U.S. to Canada, waits for their meeting, flies them back that same day. When he lands, his plane is surrounded by the DEA, guns drawn. They arrest these two men, and then they confiscate his plane. He goes, wait a minute. I didn't have anything to do with this. We know you didn't do anything with it, but we're charging the plane. He had to fight them for years. That was his only plane. They confiscated his entire business, bankrupted him. He eventually got it back, but you have to pay and sue them to get it back. That's why they call it civil. They pretend that if it is a rule that comes from the bureaucracy instead of a law that was passed by Congress, that you have no due process, no presumption of innocence, no protection from excessive fine, because it's a rule. It's not a law. So we can call it forfeiture instead of a fine. And unfortunately, this principle has metastasized throughout our government. We're seeing this in every kind of area. I mean, just take a look at what was happening with the FAA. people who would get into an argument about a mask or whatever. And they were routinely hitting people with tens of thousands of dollars in fines. That's an excessive fine, regardless. I mean, you know, if people know they're going to have to wear a mask on a plane, I chose not to fly. I hate the mask stuff. And I would have been one of those people, so I chose not to fly. But to have an argument with a flight attendant and to get a $20,000 fine, that's an excessive punishment. But you don't get to argue with them about that. You're guilty if they say you're guilty. And they can do anything to you that they want. Prior to that, the FAA was giving, threatening people with $20,000 fines if they didn't pay some nominal amount, $20, $50 or something like that, to register very, very small drones. And they made them ridiculously small. And so eventually that was changed. But we've allowed the bureaucracies to take on all kinds of power. The IRS is a good example of that, going way, way back. You know, they write their rules. They have their tax courts. They come after you. You have to prove that you are innocent if they accuse you of owing them money. Same principle. But it's really been put on steroids with the war on drugs. We saw this during alcohol prohibition as well. The corruption of the police, the violence in the streets, the increase in the intensity of what it is that you're trying to prohibit, all of this. So we have to be careful about what we are looking for at the border. We understand the problems that are happening at the border, but understand the corruption. And if we demand certain things, like E-Verify, just like we understand the corruption with the elections, and we say, well, we want to have some kind of an ID to vote. You should have a picture ID to vote, and you should. I used to live in North Carolina, and it was something that I had firsthand knowledge of. A friend of my brother-in-law's who went to vote. They said, you've already voted. No, I haven't. Oh, and this other person that your address has already voted, because all you needed was a name and an address, and they had their printout. Said, both of you have already voted. Well, that's my mother. She's been dead for several years. But you can't have a picture ID because that would be racist somehow. And yet they seek to identify you everywhere. We must not fall into the trap that they're laying for us. You can see that as they're allowing immigration to get out of control, they want conservatives to beg for things like E-Verify, to beg for some kind of a national ID, perhaps, to make sure that the elections are more honest. Any of that stuff can be gamed, and we must not fall into the trap that they're laying for us. They create a problem. They create chaos. And then they offer us their solution. Creating a massive digital ID is not a solution. And we're going to talk about what happened this last week with CBDC, because that's where this is ultimately headed. That's where they control you financially and come up with a global ID. And there's been a big development in this last week. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. The effects of a huge winter storm is still being felt across the USA. It is bringing snow to parts of Southern California for the first time in years. The first blizzard warning ever issued by San Diego's Office of the National Weather Service is in effect through today. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under blizzard warnings for the first time in over 30 years. This comes after a flash flood warning expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers tell KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising waters.
We're just driving and the car stopped.
On the other side of the country, over a 500,000 homes and businesses in Michigan are still in the dark, and state officials are warning the power may not come back on until tomorrow. Turkey is dealing with yet another earthquake. A magnitude 5.5 quake struck today in central Turkey. The country has already seen a ton of damage and thousands of deaths from a recent earthquake. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm David Knight of thedavidknightshow.com, filling in for Bradley Dean, who is at the border with Sheriff Lamb, and looking at the immigration issues. But it's not just our country. This is a global manufactured crisis, and even the Greens in Germany are pushing back against this, what they call a failed immigration policy. A large part of the Green political party there, environmentalists, as well as the chief executive of the Association of Towns and Municipalities, has welcomed a call to have tougher asylum policies. They say we need a turnaround immigration policy. We need to have effective integration. We need to have clear communications and the rest of this. They are overburdened cities. That's why they are talking about this. So we've had even here in the United States, even people like Newsom and the Denver mayor have said, we can't handle all the people here, as a few of them were shipped from the Texas border up into New York City. Now Eric Adams is sending them on to Canada. If you want a free bus trip up to Canada, we'll send you up there. So nobody can handle the volume of what is happening here. It is totally out of control. And the only control that we've really got at our border is not even a border policy. It's a pandemic policy. That's a Trump pandemic policy that is the focus of what they're talking about, removing and changing. But even with that in place, there's nothing that physically stops people from coming in. And so in Germany, they said the group warns of a shift to the right, because the Greens are heavily on the left. They said, you know, people are shifting to the right, and they are in Germany. The Alternative for Deutschland, AFD, has really skyrocketed on the policies of the Green Party, the austerity policies of energy, as well as the immigration policy. So the Greens are saying, wait a minute, if we don't do something about immigration, they're not going to abandon their green agenda. But if we don't do something about immigration, you're going to see people on the right getting more seats elected. Should citizens decide to lose, if they lose their sense of security, if migrants are not perceived as a normality in the neighborhood, they said. So they said, we don't really have a clear integration concept. We need to have more control of what is going on, and all that is true. But again, we have to be careful as to how that is instituted and for what reasons. And if we're not careful, you know, they're concerned about a shift to the right. And yes, people who are on the right are concerned about what is happening. The crime, the increase in the crime, the burden on the cities because of the welfare state that is there. Again, I am someone who is more focused on liberty, and yet I understand that you can't have open borders as long as you've got a welfare state. The welfare state is the issue, and it's a deliberate issue that they brought in as a strategy. Howard and Piven said, you know, we thought that we would be able to make people dependent on us with the welfare state, but they're just not adopting it in sufficiently large numbers. If we were to open up the borders and bring in anybody who wants to come in and offer anybody who wants to come in free welfare, then we could collapse the system and we could build what we want to build. It's always been about collapsing the system and rebuilding it into their socialist dystopia, which they portray as a utopia. The World Bank says this new focus on climate, they're all tied together, the climate, the open borders, the IDs, all of these things. That's why you have to be very careful to understand what it is that they want and make sure that we deal with these problems that they've created without falling into the solutions that they want us, quote-unquote solutions that they want us to adopt. So the World Bank says that they plan to focus their future efforts on climate change, and the people are pushing back on it and saying, well, you've always been about helping the poor people, have they? No, actually they haven't. You go back to the World Bank and the IMF when you had Robert McNamara as he finished the debacle of Vietnam. He was responsible at the IMF for what many people said was rent seeking. We're going to loan a lot of money to these developing countries so they can build infrastructure. Except they didn't encourage them to build infrastructure. They encouraged them to set up welfare programs. And many people said, well, if they set up welfare programs instead of building their economy, they'll never get out of debt to you. You're just trying to make them into perpetual renters. Bingo. That was the beginning of this plan that is now rolling out to all the developed countries as well. They want to put us all on universal basic income, make sure that we don't have jobs, that we can't travel, that we can't do anything, and we're dependent upon them. And that was the policy then, and it was running through the banks as well. And so when you look at the Biden administration, they have just now put in a nominee as a president of the World Bank who was the former CEO of MasterCard. Now, MasterCard has been intricately involved in trying to push a global ID system, biometric system. They are as heavily involved in this as anyone. And that's who Biden puts in. If you look at his program to push CBDC, which we're going to get to in just a moment, he was put out an order about a year ago. It was in March of last year. And he gave every branch of all of the bureaucracies are under the executive branch. And so he gave all the bureaucracies something to do to report back to him about CBDC. And he broke it into four different areas. Number one, how are we going to completely redesign our financial system? Yeah, you want that? Number two, how are we going to enforce that? He gave that to the Department of Justice and others. You know, give us your recommendation for how you're going to enforce this. He's already trying to give them 87,000 IRS agents for that type of thing. But anyway, redesign the financial system. How are you going to enforce it? Of course, somebody to write the code, some of them to help us with that. And then the fourth thing was the environment and CBDC. Because that's the way they're going to come after the alternative of crypto. to say that instead of having a system where you mine coins, you get paid by doing the clearing of the transactions, you know, Bitcoin mining. That uses too much energy, they said. I wonder how much energy it uses to run all of the surveillance systems on us, all of the storage systems on us. If you look at the NSA, they've got at least one facility I remember that was in Utah that had the energy footprint of a fairly large city, as well as the water usage of a fairly large city. And that was just to store information that they were scraping off the internet about everybody. They also want to be able to go through and to analyze all this stuff, to data mine all this stuff. How much energy does that take? Did they ever talk about that? How much of your computer are they using when they plant spy software on it? I think you could make an argument that that's a violation of the Third Amendment. If I've got to, the Third Amendment prohibits the government from putting soldiers in your home, well, do I have to host the NSA and the CIA on my computer? Is that a violation of the Third Amendment? I think so. But they never worry about the energy footprint of the things that they want to do. Just like the elites don't worry about their private jets. They don't worry about their surveillance issues. And so that is tied in very closely with a justification for a CBDC. Because as one Federal Reserve officer said when they were talking about this, he says, I really don't understand what the purpose of this is, unless you're trying to create a surveillance state like China. Because right now, digitally, you can send, anybody can send me money, or I can send them money. We have all these different apps that are out there. We got, you know, Cash App and Venmo and PayPal and things like that. So I've been kicked off of PayPal and Venmo and with no explanation. And that's what we're going to see. That's the real danger of this. Because, see, they do want to set this up like China. And they do want to determine who can get and receive money. And there will be no explanation when they kick you off, just like there's no explanation when PayPal and Venmo and YouTube and on and on and on have kicked me off. No explanation ever given. I'd have to sue them in order to do it. I've got other things to do. But that's the way this is going to run. Just give them total control. And so when you look at how they're moving forward with this, one-third of the Earth's population, they said, the Heritage Foundation, needs dense energy to bring people up to Western standards. Well, it's going the other way around. You see, they're starving us of energy right now, saying we have to do it because of the Ukraine war. Except Biden started doing that day one, shutting down pipelines, shutting down access to drilling and things like that. They're shutting down our energy because they want to shut down our lives. And we're not just talking about the quality of life. We're not just talking about a forced austerity, a forced poverty. This is also having cheap, available energy, as they put it, dense energy, is what makes it cheap and affordable. Having that there is not just a quality of life issue. It is a life expectancy issue. You can look at studies that show that very, very clearly. And, of course, we all know what they're trying to do to us in terms of micromanaging and shutting everything down. Meanwhile, these people don't believe that there is global warming, that the ice caps are going to melt and flood everything. You can go to websites that show you with their projections and say, well, we project that the oceans are going to rise by X amount, and so here are the areas that are going to be underwater. All the places that they're flocking to on the seashore, they're all going to be underwater. I mean, it's not just the Obamas buying their mansion where it's going to go underwater. Even tiny homes and a trailer park for multimillionaires in the Hamptons, they've got an 800-square-foot oceanfront trail selling for $3.75 million. This is this little tiny area, and of course, if you look at the picture of it, they are right on the ocean. They don't believe any of this stuff. They're just running a scam on all of us. When we come back, we're going to talk about CBDC. Stay with us. I'm David Knight, filling in for Bradley Dean.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm David Knight, filling in for Bradley Dean. We've had Federal Reserve's plans on controlling inflation don't seem to be working out too well. Do they know what they're doing? Is it incompetence? Is it maliciousness? You know, we need to do what we can as individuals to make sure that we have prepared for the breakdown of society in many different ways. The grid is very vulnerable. And, of course, there is talk kind of on the sidelines of how this war in Ukraine is moving into cyber warfare. That will be the way that they will attack our infrastructure, and perhaps already have. We'll talk about that coming up as well. But you need to be prepared so that you are not dependent on these long supply lines, these long supply chains that have been shaking back and forth since the lockdown like some kind of a slinky, if you take a look at it. But I think a lot of this stuff has been deliberate. And there are perhaps some things that we could do, things that we need to at least try. Not this week, it's going to be the following week. I'll be talking in Tennessee, talking to a Senate committee, the Commerce Committee, about a state bank. This is something that was done by a few conservative representatives. Of course, we have a majority of Republicans in Tennessee, but not all of them are conservative. Senator Frank Nicely has been working very hard in the Commerce Committee to try to move forward the ideas of a state bank. There's one in North Dakota, a state metals depository.
like there is one in Texas, and other things like that. If you put those two together in one state, that would be a first. And there could be a synergy there. And it could help to set up something that is going to be kind of a parallel, a fallback position, if you will, away from the Federal Reserve and its control, or its perhaps deliberate takedown of our economy. And so at a state level, perhaps there are some things that we could do to bring some stability to these things. But, of course, ultimately, it's going to be up to us to do that. And if we're going to go back to a gold standard, exactly, could we do that? Could we go back to what the Constitution says about money? What does the Constitution say about money? Well, this article from Forbes magazine, of all places, quotes the Constitution. It's a piece by Brian Dmitrovic. He says, here's all the Constitution says about money and power and from government. Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. That's from Section 10. That's it. That's all it says about money. So it makes it clear what they think money is. Gold and silver, because they had already had the experience of paper money not being worth a continental. That's what the continental dollar was called, and it became a meme for them. He says, as for the first part of this, Congress could set up a mint. That's all it says. Congress could coin money and specify what its denomination is. This is what regulate means, and it's the ordinary task of any mint. As for the second part, one of the main reasons that they had the Constitutional Convention of 1787 and prepared the document was to help with this massive state debts. And so in his opinion, when they were setting this thing up, making it clear that only gold and silver would be there, that a lot of people had gotten into trouble, different states, as well as the Continental Congress, by printing money that they didn't have anything to back it up for. And so he says, the money clauses of the Constitution obviously say that private economy has produced a monetary system that was working. He said there were mints that were striking coins, there were banks that were issuing paper on those coins and whatever else. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if it's still the case, but I was in Hong Kong about 15 years ago, and as I looked at the money, various denominations looked very different. You know, they weren't the same color. They didn't have the same pictures on them, weren't the same size. And yet they were all Hong Kong dollars, but they were issued on private banks. And the private bank had to keep reserves on this. You know, Federal Reserve doesn't have to. That's one of the reasons why we have the petrodollar. Bretton Woods, right after World War II, they said, well, you've got most of the gold and you've got the economy that's left standing, so we're going to make the dollar the reserve currency. You've got the gold to back it up. But then they started printing so much money, they didn't have the gold to back up the paper that they were doing. And the rest of the world said, I think we're getting played. And they were. So they created Bretton Woods II, took us off the gold standard under Nixon and Kissinger, and made an agreement with the Saudis called the petrodollar that they would denominate energy purchases, which is oil, in the U.S. dollar globally. That is all falling apart as Biden has weaponized this. At the World Economic Forum, we had the Saudi foreign minister say, we are going to still continue to do the dollar, but it's just one of many. We're going to denominate transactions in the Chinese yuan and many other things. Right? So now we're just one of many. That's not a world reserve status. We had a situation where even our enemy were doing transactions in dollars to sell oil from one to each other. They were still using dollars. And so Iran is coming out of that, but even Iraq and China have now said, well, we're going to deal with each other directly in our own currencies rather than using the U.S. dollar. That is falling apart because we weaponized this. And so when you look at the path of how do we get into something that is more sound money. Would we ever get back to a gold standard? Many people ask. Well, some think that there's a possibility to do it, and to do it through the private sector operating in a market economy. de facto, rather than declaring that, you know, we're going to go back to a gold standard. And that is definitely a possibility. That's one of the reasons why I think having a metals depository, having a state bank, having a synergy between these things would help to make that happen, would help to assist the private individuals to understand that's what is going on, especially if we go into a situation of hyperinflation that the Fed cannot or will not control. Peter Schiff has said many times, I think the free market is going to reject the dollar and other currencies because they're a flawed form of money. They are no longer a store of value. And that's really what has been happening with the cryptocurrency. The reason that people are turning to that's what the central banks say that they're afraid of, that they're losing control of us. It's one of the reasons why they want to try to demonize anything that is proof of work, any cryptocurrency, is because they're afraid that people are going to move to that rather than using what they're putting out. And so there is no authority in the Constitution for a federal bank. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is a private institution, which raises even more issues. But this is all about the CBDC. As many people pointed out, the CBDC is simply surveillance disguised as money. And what is really surprising and alarming is how compliant people are with biometric surveillance. If you just try to make things a little bit more convenient for them, or if you put some roadblocks in their way and then say, well, you know, it's going to be difficult if you want to do it the way you've already always done it, but we've got this new way to do things, and it's going to be so much easier, so much faster. But if you continue to do things the old way, we're going to make it very difficult for you. That's one of the things we see with toll roads. One of the things I saw in Texas, you know, they spend all this money on toll roads, and then they would put non-compete clauses saying you will not build or expand the existing roads around these toll roads. And as a matter of fact, what we saw in Texas, they would add additional traffic lights and other things like that to delay people. You know, they're having that debate here in Tennessee about whether or not they're going to have the first toll road here. It's one of 14 states that don't have a toll road, and the governor is calling them choice lane. There's no choice about it. They're going to try to coerce you onto that. Call them coercion lane. They'll never end. They'll be owned by foreign corporations, typically are. Many times they have bankruptcy involved in the creation of these things. But it's always been about surveillance. There was a first time they started having these license plate readers for toll booths back in the early 90s, back in the Netherlands. People pushed pretty hard against that. They said, we don't want that. We don't want to be tracked. They'd already had a situation where, because their society was all about order and making things work properly, getting the trains run on time, they had so much information on everybody on 3x5 cards, and they were stacked very densely in these areas, and people realized as the Nazis came in very quickly, they said, oh, we don't want them to get that information on people. We don't want them to know our religious, political beliefs, and all the rest of this stuff. So that was all tracked. They said, well, let's destroy this. They were packed so tightly, it was like trying to light a log with a match. And so the Nazis got every bit of that. They said, we don't want to have that with a license plate reader. But now they've gotten accustomed to it. They still have the people in the UK, half of them say, we'll be fine to have a national digital ID card that's biometric. So again, we'll get into what happened this week to push back against CBDC in the U.S. Capitol. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.